The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode of the Golf Gambling Podcast from the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based and available in 40 states. Head to cut.com, that's K-U-T-T.com, and use promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100x in NBA, NHL, college hoops, golf too. Sign up today using promo code SGPN for a 100% deposit match. We're also brought to you by Champs. Run your own March Madness pool and enter Champs free bracket contest for a chance to win $1,000. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/champs to enter today. And finally, we're brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com. Use code SGPN to get 50% off and start making smarter bets today. All right, guys, we have the Players Championship. Before we get into that, we have to talk a little bit about what we just witnessed at the API. Scotland Scheffler did it. Scotland Scheffler got it done. And what did I say? He had a beard. That's all you needed to know. He had a beard and a mallet putter. What else do you need? It was just an absolute masterclass of tee to green prowess that Scotty Scheffler displayed at Bay Hill, and he putt well. The thing is, like, he didn't even need to putt well to perform this week. Like, he was just on a different level tee to green. When the conditions got tough, when everyone was missing fairways, everyone was missing greens, Scotty was taking that 3-wood out, hitting the middle of the fairway, hitting that runner, putting it in the middle of the green, lagging it up there. It was just so impressive from Scotty this week. And I single bulleted him. I did not single bulleted him. Actually, I bet him at 8-1 with a 34-1 Zal, but got the job done. Who else do we want to talk about from the players? Got to talk about my guy, Will Zalatoris, right above my left shoulder. A very impressive showing from Willie Z. We were eyeing him up here at Bay Hill for the last few weeks. And if you've been watching the shows, you know, we were high on him at, for the last few weeks heading into Bay Hill, and he paid off. He really did pay off. So, Will Zalatoris, I surprisingly did not garner the ownership that I thought he was going to in the week. And I always liked him, but I wasn't sure how I was going to deploy him. And then I saw him coming in sub 50%, lock. And he really paid off. Same thing with Wyndham Clark. Wyndham Clark was a guy I mentioned who had a horrible course history, but he's a new golfer in 2024. Like, he's channeled his demons and won a major. Like, come on. And so I threw out all the course history, throw out all that bad course history for Wyndham, and he paid off. So if you tell any of those guys, hopefully my hat is just looking so weird. I'm sorry. It looks very weird. If you tell any of those guys, hopefully they paid off. You're at a very good DFS week. And it was because I played those lesser owned guys who didn't have the best course history, but still had a path to find success at Bay Hill. So was a great week. Outright winner, third place DFS GPP. Can't do much better than that. But let's get on to the players. The pricing is not out yet, but I have a good gauge on what I think the pricing is going to be. So I will give my takes for each range and then talk about what I think their ownership will be and then how I think you should deploy them. So Scotty Scheffler or Rory McIlroy will definitely lead this probably 11K plus range. Scotty is going to be the highest priced golfer. He won this event last year and he just obviously won today. So No one really goes back to back at TPC Sawgrass, but if there's anyone who can do it, it's Scottie Scheffler. And it's a mental thing. It's a really a mental thing. We know how good he hits the ball. We know that. And just the fact that he had such a great performance with this mallet putter should just unlock the freedom on the greens. He doesn't have to make every putt, but he just feels confident. Like, Scottie Scheffler still missed 3-4 footers this week. They came on Thursday and Friday, but he looked so confident over the weekend. Not that every single putt went in, just the confidence is so key, because if you're putting and stroking the ball confidently, some will fall in. And that's what we saw with Scottie this weekend. So if you want to fade him, I don't know if you can, because although you think TPC Sawgrass, that's not really the perfect course fit for Scottie Scheffler. Like, he really separates himself when you need to hit more long irons into the greens. You need to hit really long fairways. I mean, the fairway, it's a long course. You got to hit long drivers is what I meant to say. Sorry. So Scottie, like, it's not the perfect course fit, but he's on such a class of above everyone else. It's hard to try and fade him. It's hard to go elsewhere. I haven't made my decision on what I'm going to fade, but let's talk about Rory McIlroy, because he's just got too many holes in his game for us to deploy him at 11-3 is my guess for Rory McIlroy, 11-3. He is looking like a 10 handicap when he gets an iron swing. And like, him rinsing the ball on number six like three times this week was like pure comedy. What are you doing, Rory? What are you doing? You are a generational long iron player, a generational elite. What are you doing over the ball on number six? Like, it's really pathetic, because like, we watch Rory drive the ball. Another great week off the tee. Led the field off the tee. Truly looked like Rory McIlroy off the tee. But the irons were just so bad yet again. And I don't think you can... he might be like lower owned, because everyone's going to go get Scottie. But still, I don't really think you can just put Rory in there with all these gaps in his game right now. Truthfully, if the ownership gets really out of hand and if he's like sub 13%, sub 10% at 11K, like, okay, maybe. But the game is just doesn't seem to be in a good spot. He said he was close when he was in the booth at Riv, but I don't know how close he really is, because we're seeing 2022 Rory with the irons. It's simply not good. So those are probably going to be two hot guys over 11-3. Xander and Pat will probably be a next tier, like they always are. But I don't know why these guys, Xander and Pat, don't fade. I don't know why their odds don't drift. Like, think about it. Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas, like, they're elite golfers, they're winners, and their odds drift all the time. Patrick Cantlay and Xander Schauffele, elite golfers, not like less winners than Jordan and JT, but they don't drift. Like, they just stay in that spot, which is like, I kind of get it, because when you look at their data golf page, look at their strokes gain, it's beautiful, but they just don't drift ever. So I don't know if you want to place them in lineups, because they're just losers and they give you no... I just want to bang my head into a wall when I talk about Xander and Pat, because it's just so pathetic with them. It really is. I'd probably fade them, go for a guy like, should I say it, Victor Hovland. He definitely is not all the way back, but he has amazing course history. I tweeted this out like an hour ago. He has the best consecutive ball striking metrics at TPC Sawgrass ever. So will people see that? Will people see the good course history and be like, okay, I still want to put Victor Hovland in my lineups, even though he's not playing great right now? Maybe. I think he will get a little bit discounted ownership, because he's just not all the way there right now. And there's some guys around him that may be playing a little bit better. So I think Victor Hovland could be a good click. This is a true litmus test on his game. He's hit the ball amazing, truthfully, better than anyone the last 2 years at Sawgrass. And now we will really see where his game is at, because he's showing signs in the right direction, hitting the ball well. but it's, I don't think it's still where we want to see it yet. So let's talk a little bit about Justin Thomas. Justin Thomas was rough to watch today, I guess. Rough to watch. He was, if he would have finished in that T3 spot, where which he touched T2 earlier in the day, I think I would have won a GPP, truthfully. But he faded and made two or three bogeys on the, in the last four holes and just faded for a less than stellar finish for me. But it was still another great showing for Justin Thomas, Players Champion in a few years ago. The thing about Justin Thomas, I don't think we can trust his putter. Like, Sawgrass is a golf course where you're going to have to make a ton of birdies. You're going to have to make putts on these tough greens. And Justin Thomas, like Scotty usually looks uncomfortable over putts, Justin Thomas looks damn uncomfortable over putts. And it's not a hot take saying Justin Thomas is a bad putter. Like, he just is. And I don't think I could trust him over these putts. Will Zalatoris, another great showing from Willie Z. I talked to him about him at the top of the show. And I've bet him at Sawgrass multiple times, and he's got okay course history, nothing amazing, nothing horrible. But this is not really a course I feel like I'm jonesing to bet Will Zalatoris or enter Will Zalatoris into my lineups. I feel like he's going to be fairly higher owned because of what he did this today and this past week at Bay Hill. So therefore, I don't think I want to play him because there's so much trouble on TPC Sawgrass, and he has been driving it really straight and really good, but he's still a golfer who's, I think, could hit a wonky drive here and there. And that'll lead me right into Sam Burns. Sam Burns is a guy who maybe he won't be as popular as I thought he was going to be at this time yesterday because he made two sevens today and he just shot infinity and just exploded. But Sam Burns is playing really good golf in 2024 and honestly more consistent than we thought he would be. But Sam Burns, he too often hits loose drives, way too often, and I don't want to enter that into my lineups and bet that because Sam Burns will one swing make a triple and be gone. So I think I'm out on Sam Burns. A guy that I really think I like is Hideki Matsuyama. I know it was bad today. He shot, what did he shoot, four over today, something like that. But he finished T5 at Sawgrass last year, and we all know he won the 2020 Players before COVID happened. So great course fit, great form. Let's do Hideki. He gained six strokes ball striking five times in his career at the Players. So those are great stats, and he's playing well right now. I don't think he's going to be giga-owned. I'm down for Hideki at, I'm going to guess he's going to be around 9-4. So I'm down for Hideki at that price point. Max Homa, another good result, but he is not doing it the right way. He's eye test, like, you got to know ball. Max Homa does not have it right now. Max Homa is not hitting the ball well right now. And that, at Sawgrass, that will not suffice. If you're not hitting the ball well, you're going to find the water. You're going to find the trees. You're going to be making bogeys. You're going to be making doubles. So I'm out on Max Homa. He did everything at Bay Hill, all with the short game. So I don't think we could be a part of that. Wyndham Clark, great week, but I think this is a spot where you'd want to short him because he is a very aggressive driver, a very long driver. That's not really the case around Sawgrass. You want to be accurate. You want to be playing out of the fairways. And a guy who I think I could do that, and a guy who will be low-owned, Colin Morikawa. Colin Morikawa shot infinity at Bay Hill, missed the cut. I don't think he even tried on Friday. He was like, fuck it. But if there was ever a spot, a major, a massive venue where Colin Morikawa fits perfectly, it's TPC Sawgrass. It's a golf course where you got to play out of the fairway. It's a golf course where you got to hit your middle irons and wedge as well. And that is exactly what Colin Morikawa does. I know he's not in the best of form right now, but it makes a ton of sense for Colin Morikawa. A little bit of flop lag. I'm down. No one is going to bet. No one is going to play Jordan Spieth. He has really poor course history for the class of golfer he is. Like, Jordan is a, if you don't, golf fans don't even know Jordan Spieth because he's just that good at golf. Like, but you look at his Sawgrass history and it's not great, which is odd, but it makes sense because he's a very inaccurate at times, wild driver, wild long iron player. But when he's dialed in, he's really good. The thing that's been most consistent for Spieth in 2024 has been the driver. He's been long. He's been straight. His driving metrics at Bay Hill were bad, but the accuracy and the distance were both in the top 16 in the field. He just rinsed a few balls and lost a few strokes to the field. I really think this is a good spot for him to bounce back. And he was too hyped last week. He had 8 good rounds at Bay Hill, and he was 20-1 or 22-1. Not a good bet. And I bet him last year at Bay Hill at 40-1 when he had little course history. Now, he disappointed us this week. He had sore course study, has bad course history, but he's a guy who could pop like crazy. So I'm down for Jordan Spieth at low ownership. Another guy that didn't really do anything well and had sore course that might not fit him well, Ludvig Åberg. We want to run him out at courses that are long, courses that you really got to drive it straight and long. And he hasn't really paid us off in those venues. I know he did good at Torrey, but he didn't do good at Kapalua, didn't do great at Bay Hill, venues that should have suited him well. His best starts, he won in Switzerland on a positional golf course. He won the RSM positional golf course. So this is the kind of golf course we're getting with Ludvig this week. So he's going to be a little bit lower owned, and I think he is a great click. So before we move on to some lower owned or lower priced guys, I want to talk to you about Merch Madness over in the SGPN store. 15% off everything. Promo code Madness. They have a ton of cool gear. They got college gear. They got funny slogans. Just go check out the website, SGPN store, promo code Madness. And then real quick, Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform available in 40 states. You can bet against your friends or other people on politics, on sports, on pop culture. Who doesn't want to bet on politics? Everyone wants to bet on politics. You can do it with Cut. Offers, you can create your own bets at low vig. It's kind of like me versus you. Name a bet, and they are just kind of the middleman, the aggregator. So head over to Cut. Use promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. That's KUTT.com. And finally, Underdog Fantasy. It's the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also the fastest growing app in the industry. The Pick'em game. You can pick your favorite players, pick higher or lower on the stat total, and you can win up to 100 times your money. You can also make rivals picks, which pitch two players back-to-back. Underdog is a lot of fun. If you follow me on Twitter, I am always posting Underdog videos with a few legs that I like for that given golf tournament. So let's go down. I'm going to talk about one of my favorite plays on the board, and that is going to be Russell Henley. And what I like most about Russell Henley is how well he's been putting on Bermuda. We know he's always had the ability to spike on Bermuda, but the last 2 weeks he's looked like Cam Smith in his prime. He's looked like the best. He looks like Patrick Cantlay at Caves Valley. This dude has just been draining every putt. And what does Russ Henley do best? Play good golf on short Bermuda golf courses. And that is what we have at TPC Sawgrass. I love it. I know he doesn't really have dog because he folds at time, but the last few weeks, he's looked like he's ready to go. Like, he did not for any second look like he was going to fold over this weekend at Bay Hill. And he was like really down when he missed the slightest bad shot or slightest putt. I like Russ Henley. I really do like Russ Henley. So he's probably going to be in the 8K range. I'm down for him this week. Another golfer that I'm down for, and I'm going to keep giving the bit, Sung Jae-im. After 6 straight weeks of him losing strokes on approach, he gained and he had a decent showing. He does his best work on short positional Bermuda tracks as well. He's won at PGA National. Great crossover to the TPC Sawgrass. He's got great course history at TPC Sawgrass. I'm so down. There's going to be a time where Sungjae just pops up out of nowhere and you're like, oh, there's a Sungjae I know and love. Stay on him while he's at low ownership. I'm down. Siwoo Kim absolutely lapped the field this week in strokes gained tee to green. He gained, I think, 9 strokes tee to green and lost 8 putting. That sounds like Siwoo Kim, but you know who else that sounds like? Emiliano Grillo, who I gave the massive bit this past week, finished T8. Also sounds like Luke List last year at Riviera, almost won Riviera this year. Siwoo Kim has won at Sawgrass before, and he's got other great course history. In 5 of 6 trips, Siwoo Kim has gained a ton of strokes ball striking at Sawgrass. It's a great course fit for him. I love it. I think he's a great play in the 8K range. Let's go down a little bit. Talk about Minwoo Lee. Minwoo Lee Did he let you guys down at 27%, $6,600? Did he let you down? Yes, he did. But more importantly, Minwoo Lee has gained strokes on approach in two straight events, which for the first time ever in his PGA Tour career. That is impressive because he's a guy who needs to gain strokes on approach. He finished, I think, T4 at Sawgrass last year, but it was all with the putter. He lost 5 strokes on approach last year and gained 7 with the putter last year. He's not going to do that again, but I will say he's hitting his irons better, which is huge for Minwoo. So definitely interesting guy to keep an eye on. If you liked Eric Cole at PGA National, why don't you like him here? I'm not an Eric Cole guy at all, but I'm buying the flop lag. Like, he was 1,000,000% owned at PGA National, and he disappointed. He played good at Sawgrass last year. Why not give him a shot? Because I think the buzz has died down on him a little bit. He's a good flop lag candidate. I'm down for Eric Cole. Adam Hadwin striped the ball at Bay Hill this week and putt like an asshole, truthfully. But Adam Hadwin, he's generally a good putter, generally a good chipper. He could definitely rekindle that and play better at a golf course that makes more sense for him. Like, you, if you know golf, you know that Bay Hill is a bomber's paradise, not really the track Adam Hadwin should play well at. Whereas Sawgrass, you could be a little bit more artisanal, be a little bit more accurate, and that is what Adam Hadwin does well. Brendan Todd, strong finish. I think he finished, what, T5, T8 at Bay Hill. Maybe we'll garner some ownership this week, but it's a course that makes sense, but I don't want to bet any or enter any Brendan Todd when he has the slightest bit of ownership. Kurt Kitayama really let us down at I didn't play Kurt Kitayama, but he let us down as golf fans defending his Bay Hill title. So Kurt, very disappointing showing this week, but he was playing really good golf heading up into that playing up into that Bay Hill performance this week. I think the emotions as a defending champ kind of got to him. He did not play well last year at the Players, but that was directly off of the win at Bay Hill last year. So I would not be surprised if Kurt bounces back a little bit and plays some good golf. Eric Van Rooyen is going to be giga-owned because the stats going around that he gained 13 strokes ball striking at Bay Hill last year. I mean, at Sawgrass last year, and he's playing good golf. Just lit up PGA National. PGA National crossover to Sawgrass makes a ton of sense. Eric Van Rooyen will be really owned. A golfer I love down here in this range, Billy Horschel. The last two times Billy Horschel has played on a short Bermuda track, T4 at the Wyndham, T9 at the Honda, for a combined 11 strokes ball striking. Billy Horschel lives in Florida. Billy Horschel lives around the corner from TPC Sawgrass. Billy Horschel is a Florida Gator. Billy Horschel loves Florida golf. Billy Horschel has fucking guts. He will come out and just win with no form. He did it at the Memorial 2 years ago. I'm down. Doug Gim has immaculate TPC Sawgrass history. The dude just loves this place. Homus won like 2 straight years with negative form, and now he's hitting the ball really good. I'm down for some Doug Gim down here. Patrick Rogers played well for us, was in my winning lineup this week, and he added distance, but he's still been very accurate. At this price point, I'm definitely down for some P. Raj. And another guy down here I like is Akshay Bhatia. I know the golf is not really solid right now, but the driving metrics are really good. He's hitting the ball long. He's hitting the ball straight. We know what he could do with the iron prowess. It could heat up at any time. And anytime there's water around the golf course, Akshay plays good. So I'm definitely down for some Akshay down here. Andrew Novak's going to be very popular, and I definitely don't want to be a part of a popular Andrew Novak because he could blow up just as super easily around Sawgrass, doesn't have many reps. So I'm down to fade Novak at popular range, but that about wraps it up. I'm not going to deep dive the 6K range right now, but keep going on. Keep following me for the content. You know, we will do the 6K deep dive later in the week. So wanted to get this show up early. Wanted to give you be first out with the DFS preview before the prices even drop. Best of luck this week. We've been doing really good the last few weeks. So any questions, you know where to find me. I will talk to you guys probably Tuesday. Peace out.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.